You have your Bible, turn Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24. We appreciate God and His goodness. Amen. Appreciate Him helping us along the way. Matthew chapter 24. I want to begin reading tonight at verse 5. Matthew chapter 24 and verse 5. The Bible says, "For many shall come in My name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows." As we look at this thing tonight, and we see that the time and the place and the situation that we're in, and as we line it up with the Word of God, I want to say it all lines up. As I said before, this Bible is more current than tomorrow's news. As we look at it, we can see what's happening all around us, and we can say, you know, we know that because God said so. He said it would be like this in the last days that we live. He said there'd be a time, praise God, when the world would be in turmoil and chaos. He said there'd be a time, praise God, when they would people that would be worshiping, serving many, many gods. But I want to say I'm glad that there's one God that we can trust in, we can count on tonight, that's promised He'd always be there for us. Now, I've looked at these other gods of the world, Brother David, and I've investigated them, and I can't see any promise of any of them that's ever promised that they'd be there for me. I can't see in the Word of God, I can't see even in these other gods any place where they promised they'd be there for people like me and you. But I see in the Word of God a Savior, which is Christ Jesus, my Lord. And I see that He promised us that He would be there for us. That He'd always be there for us. That'd always be for us and never be against us. He'd always be that ever-present help in times like these. So where else could you go but to, as the song says, but to the Lord? There's no other place that you can get the help that you can get from God Almighty and Christ Jesus, your Savior. As you go and you look and you go, hey, if you're like me, you go to the hospital every day and you go through ward after ward and you see the affliction that's in the flesh in this world. Amen. And you see the anguish that's on people's lives and in their heart and on their families, and you wonder how do they make. As a black fella in the elevator the other day, he said, "How in the world does people make it without the Lord?" I said, "I do." He said, "Like Paul said, if they got hope in this world only, they're of all men most miserable. They don't have any hope. There's nobody that you can call on." Amen. But I'm glad that we got a God today, and I'm glad that we've got a God for the future.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Ain't you glad that we have a God for the future? And He's talking about this in Matthew. He's talking about this, and they're asking the Lord when the end's going to come. And He says when the end of the world, this age that we're living in, when's the end going to happen? And He's talking about a future. I want to say, praise God, look up, lift up your head, because we have a future in Christ Jesus. We have a future, praise God, that's great, it's wonderful, it's out of this world. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And I want to preach just a few minutes tonight, praise God. Not only do we have a future, praise God, but we have a future now. The future is now. Amen. Amen. The future is now. It's happening right now. We're seeing right now. We're living in the age of right now. We're seeing all over the media, wars and rumors of wars. People are gearing up, they're ammoing up, they're building up stockpiles. We went down there to Camp Lejeune and went through the military base, and you could look out to your right, and everywhere you could see, as far as you could see, was great big bunkers, ammo bunkers, buried just the doors of them, and the vents sticking above the ground. Building up, Brother Bill, building up a mass amount of surplus of weaponry to fight, to stand, and having done all, stand for a cause, something we believe, which is the rights and the beliefs of the United States of America. Amen. But I want to say, praise God, hey, we've got a bigger future than that, and it's in Christ Jesus, our Savior. Praise God. We've got something that's even bigger and better to stand for than America. We've got to stand and we get an opportunity to stand for Christ Jesus, our Savior. Amen. You say, well, why? Because He is the chief potentate. He's the God of glory. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. He's got help and hope for us. Praise God. That gives us and offers us a future that we have in Him. And we'll stand and we'll build our defenses physically, amen, as a country, as a nation. But I wonder why we're not building our defenses spiritually in America. There was a time when America was building their defenses spiritually. But we're not building spiritual defenses like we used to. Used to mamas and daddies and mamas and papas, praise God, would get together and they'd pray for those little ones, pray for those young, pray for those children, those brothers and sisters, mamas, daddies, pray God, would pray. What was they doing? They was building defenses. Amen. They was building a strong defense, praise God, against the wiles of the devil. As we look and see, praise God, we need to be preparing for a future. There's a future, and that future's now. These little old youngins that come into this church, praise God, they're not the future of the church. They're the church today. Amen. And if me and you can't get excited about that, if we can't get stirred about that, then something's wrong with our stir. Amen. Amen. Our future's right now, praise God. What are we waiting for? Amen. If we're going to get in, praise God, it's time to get in. I will say, praise God, these people warring all around this world don't have nowhere near the blessed hope that we have, but they're sincere about what they're standing for. The Muslim religion is the wickedest thing there ever was. But they're sincere, praise God. Their future is ahead. Hey, listen, they're looking for their future. Amen. They want to be standing. They want to be that power, amen, when it comes to the end. So they're working for their future. They're sincere about it. They're sincerely wrong, but they're sincere. Amen. But I wonder why we can't have the same amount of sincerity. Because we don't have an idea of a future. We need an idea of the future, praise God, that our future's now. We need to take hold of the future today. The Muslims are. Amen. They're taking hold. They're looking at world domination. They want to dominate the whole world. Do you realize that? Amen. They want to control the whole world. They want their religion to be the religion of the whole world. Everywhere. Amen. But where we let down, we don't even care if our religion is religion of our house. Hello? Oh me. We need our religion, praise God, to be the religion of the United States of America and the world. Amen. By the way, pray for Brother Namato. His family's over there in the Philippines. Did you hear what? They're under a curfew. ISIS has got a cell in there and they're killing Christians in the Philippines. Even as we speak tonight, he called me yesterday just a weeping and a crying, said, "Priest, Pastor Jeff, have your church pray for my family." Amen. He's going to start a church down there in the midst of the Muslim population. Amen. He said, praise God for God's glory. Why? Because he's got a burden for the future. For right now, praise God, to establish not only the church he's in, but another church. To get the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, to make a difference. Amen. I will say, listen, church, we're in a war. We are in a war tonight. And we're fighting against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness. Amen. It's not just anything, praise God. And we need to have some tactical gear if we're going to win. Amen. We need some tactical gear. Look at Ephesians. Let me just read you that. Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. Listen to what the Bible says, verse 10. He says, Paul says, finally, my brethren. Amen. He said, here, this is the future. He said, the end thing that we need to do, the main thing that we need to do, said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Amen. He says, what we need to do, finally, in the end of this thing, praise God, for the future that's right now, amen, we need some tactical gear. We need to gear up. Praise the Lord. We need all of God and godliness that we can get. Amen. Because we're fighting. We're in a battle. Amen. You say, well, preacher, we ain't really in a battle. That's just a metaphor, right? No. Hey, if you go out in this world day by day, praise God, you're in a battle. You're in a war zone. You're going to come around people. You try to live a good, godly Christian life. You're going to have people all around you that hate your guts. Amen. You're going to have people all around you that despitefully use you, don't like you, won't like what you stand for. Amen. Amen. You know them right. They will not like what you stand for. Amen. He goes on and Matthew says, and he says this, we're going to hold on to your place in Ephesians. But he said, and then the verse 10 in Matthew said, and 24, and he said, then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. He said, we're living in a time, praise God. He said, there's going to be a hypersensitivity and they're not going to like you. They're going to like what you say, not going to like what you stand for, not going to like what you believe in, not going to like anything that you say, praise God, and because of their hypersensitivity. They're not going to like it. They're not going to allow it. Amen. We're living in a liberal world where they don't, they want everything to go. And it amazes me. You got people that put bumper stickers on their car with all these symbols and it says coexist. Have you seen those? It says coexist. And they got the witch's symbol and all these other symbols. And at the end, at the end where it says T, they got a cross. There was a little old girl in the parking lot one day, and I told her, I said, I like your sticker. I said, especially that last part, that cross of Calvary, praise God. I love that part. Boy, she flew mad. So she said, I don't want you to be pushing that on me. I said, so you don't believe in coexisting. It's all right to coexist as long as I don't believe in Jesus. So she huffed up, got in the car, and sped out of there. But that's where we're at today. I mean, we're living with the future right now. We're in a war. We're raging war. And the devil's a raging war, praise God. And he's fighting against God's people. And there's a hypersensitivity in the world today, praise God. They don't want you to say anything contrary to what they believe. They don't want you to hurt their feelings. Amen. They want to carry their feelings around on their cuff, and praise God. And they don't want you to hurt them in any way. Don't say anything that they don't agree with. You have a right to free speech as long as you don't say nothing. Amen? It's the way, it's where we're at. You mamas and daddies, if you send your kids to these liberal colleges and they're all liberal, hello? You can expect them, amen, to infiltrate your kids' mind, to indoctrinate them in liberal thinking. You better get a hold of them and you better root them and you better ground them if you're going to send them to a college, amen, to where they'll have the stuff to stand. If not, they'll come back in 2 years or 4 years and you won't even recognize them. And they won't recognize anything about God or godliness. Amen, that's where we're at today. Because everybody's offended and they're betraying each other. Casting each other aside, amen. Not wanting anything to do with God or godliness. Amen. The liberals, the sodomites of the world, less than 1% of the population, less than 0.1% of the population are dictating everything that's done and said. And if you say anything about it, it's hate crime. You hate them people. I don't hate them. I hate that wicked sin they're living in. Amen. I hate sodomy. It's wickedness. Amen. It's total perversion of the Word of God. It's total perversion of creation and what God designed you and I to be. Amen. Amen. Praise Lord. You say, well, preacher, you can't say that. Yeah, I can. You say, well, preacher, I wouldn't have said that's why God didn't call you. He knew you wouldn't tell the truth. Amen. But it's wickedness. It's out of the pits of hell. And people's falling all over themselves. Praise God. I tell you, we're in a war. Amen. We're in a battle. And the end of this thing's right now. Praise God. We need to be getting to a place, amen, where we can see Christ in us and have that hope of glory. So finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Where are you getting your power from? Amen? Boy, we need to be thinking about that. What's empowering me? Where am I getting my power from day by day? Where am I getting my strength from? Where am I reaching out to get a hold of? It's going to empower me for the glory of God. If we ain't careful, we'll go a day or two and we'll forget about God. It's easy to come to church on Sunday, praise God, and realize, you know, it's Sunday, so I gotta come and I gotta try to get something for the Lord on Sunday. But I wonder, what do we do on Monday? Amen. What do you do on Tuesday when the devil rides up beside you, praise God, and waylays you when you're not expecting it? We need to be preparing. You say, how do you do that? By putting on some tactical gear. He said, put on the whole armor of God. Amen. That's that whole outfit. Praise God. That'll protect you. Amen. The future's right now, praise God, and we need to be gearing up for the future. We need geared up right now, praise God, to fight the fight of faith. So that we come out victorious, praise God. I don't know about you, I don't like to lose. Amen. Somebody told me a while back, I said, preacher, why don't you just give up? Ain't nobody listening to you anyway. Praise God. Hey, I'll tell you what, you listen. Hey, when you sign me up here, glory be to God, you messed up, because I ain't no quitter. Amen. I'm not those that back up. I'm not those that quit, praise God. I'm that press on. I like to win. Amen. I'm going to press on, praise God, to victory. And praise God, I hope the good God of glory help you just come alongside and we just finish together. Because I didn't come to quit. I come to fight, praise God, for the good cause of Christ, lifting up His precious name of Jesus, amen, all the way to the end of the way. Got a word Sunday that another pastor here locally resigned Sunday morning. Come in, things wasn't going good. Hadn't been there very long. Throwed in the towel. Things got tough. Road got a little hard. So they throwed the towel in. You say, well, pray boy, wasn't much to him. What about me and you? We ain't much better, praise God. Well, our future's right now, praise God, and we're not seizing the moment. Amen. Right now's the time to pray and to seek His face and get them in, because Jesus is coming. But praise God, because we know He's coming, we need to realize our future is now. It's right now, praise God. If you're going to do anything, you better do it today. These people up at the hospital, Brother Rex, they rolled in there today. Rolled in there this morning. Got up going fine, praise God, got ready, started to go to work. And before they got fully dressed, got in their car, they had a heart attack. They had to rush them over there to Mission Hospital, and they're working on, they're prepping them, they're getting ready for surgery, do bypass, trying to save their lives. Amen. They didn't know it last night when they went to bed. They didn't even know it when they got up this morning. Till all of a sudden the pain come, the anguish come, and they had to rush them to get help. I think, praise God, the future's right now. Amen. We need to be part of the future. Yeah. Amen. For God's glory, lifting up His precious, that precious bloodstained banner, praise God, and say glory to God in the highest. Yeah. Victory. Victory, victory is mine, praise God. He said to put on the whole armor of God. That's where, you said, what's the whole armor of God? When we stand in victory. When we realize, praise God, that we're winners. That tactical apparel, praise the Lord. The whole armor of God. Now, look what he says in verse 12 here, though. Paul tells him. He said, we stand against the wiles of the devil. Amen. That's why we need tactical gear. Against the tactics of the devil. Devil's got some sly tactics. He'll slip in on you if you ain't careful. He'll slip in on you. He'll have somebody sneak up beside you, praise God, with something, that'll tempt you. He'll have somebody come slide in alongside you, praise God, that'll have something that you might long after. Amen. But he said, if we've got on the whole armor, we've got tactical gear, we can fight the tactics of the devil. He said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers. Amen. Now watch this. I caught this yesterday, boy. It just blessed my heart. I said, glory to God. I'd never seen it like this before. He said, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Did you get that? Now we read through this all the time and say, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness, this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. But I never caught that right there till last yesterday. Praise God. I was reading this and he said, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Do you realize, like right now, praise God, all the darkness is trying over to shadow is because of the rulers of the darkness of this time. Amen. The future is now, praise God, and there's a ruler over the dark things that's all around us right now. But I want to say there's a good God of heaven that's in charge of all. Amen. He's watching over us. He said, there's a ruler of the dark things. Amen. It's over trying to overtake us right now. Somebody has authority over those things. And he's using his authority and he's pushing his agenda. Amen. Trying to destroy. Trying to tear down. But he says, wherefore? I like this part. Take unto you the whole armor of God. That's what he's saying, Brother Kim. He said, take unto you the whole armor of God. You know what that's telling me? Brother, that's telling that Pastor Jeff's got to, I've got to reach out and I've got to get that whole armor. Amen. I've got to get the whole armor of God. I've got to take it unto me. Amen. See, I can't put it on if it's way out yonder. I can't use it if it's out yonder somewhere. I can't use it for my defense, praise God, if I don't put it on. But he said, in order to put it on, he said, you got to take it unto you. Amen. What is that armor, God? It's the whole truth of the Word. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He's taking, reaching out and getting a hold of the truth of the Word, praise God. That whole armor, God, and pulling on myself, praise God, so that I can use it for the future, which is now. See, what we do, we're geared up. I was thinking about this. We're gearing up and it's like we go in little bitty baby steps. And and it's a good thing if you're trying to get a little closer every day. But he says, it's time to come to a place of time, praise God. We got to get off the baby stuff. We got to get off the milk, praise God. We got to step in there. We just got to take it, praise God, to ourselves. Amen. So we got to just reach out there and get it, praise God. You know when you'll do that? You'll do that, Brother Dean, when you want it. Amen. I've always been, praise God, if I really want something, praise God, I'll find a means to get it. Amen. Like I say, I don't like to lose. Amen. If there's something out there that I feel like I need, praise God, I'll find a way, I'll make a way to get that. Amen. So I can bring it unto me, praise God, so it'll be mine. Amen. And so if you want it, hey, glory be to God, that's what we got. That's what you got to do. Amen. If you really want it, he said, take it unto you. Reach out there and get it and make it yours. Amen. And don't settle for a little piece here and a little piece there. See, we're not Johnny Cash down at the auto factory. We don't need to get it one piece at a time over about 40 years. Because when you do that, praise God, it's hard to get it to fit just right. But praise God, when you get it all at once, and you just get in and take it unto yourself, praise God, and you get the whole thing, glory be to God, you can put it on and it'll fit. Amen. For this future which is now, praise God. He said, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, stand. Evil's all around us. But when you take a whole armor of God, you pull it under yourself and you put it on. Amen. He said, you're able to stand. I like this here. He said, stand therefore, have your loins girded about with truth. So we get our garment, praise God, when we get truth. Amen. That's why fairy tales won't do you no good. Amen. Praise God, if you're going to tell me something, God's Word, tell me the truth. Praise the Lord. We see in the Word of God, amen, there's always been false things. There's been false hope, false peace. In Isaiah 28, he said they was a false peace. Ephraim had come up in Isaiah chapter 6, or chapter 7, and he said, you know what, we can't stand against the Assyrians, so what we're going to do, Rehoboam said, hey, listen, we're just going to align ourselves with the Assyrians. Amen, we're going to get them on our side. I will say, pray God, you won't do no good lining yourself up with the devil. Amen. He won't help you. Oh, he might pretend like it. Amen. But when it comes push, comes to shove, praise God, there's no hope in him. He told him in Isaiah 28, he said, if you're going to get what you need, what you're going to need, praise God, you're going to have to get it precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little. Amen. He said, you're going to have to get it where the truth is. Amen. The truth is what covers you, man. Truth is what sends you in the right direction to get what you need. See, if my wife makes out a grocery list in her head, it ain't going to help me much. Amen. She tells me and it don't help me much. I get down there and I get about two or three things and I forget the rest. And I get home and she says, well, where's this? But you know what? When she gives me the list, amen. When she gives me the list and she puts it in my hand and I take it with me down to the storehouse, praise God, I come back and I'm satisfied. And she is too. Because I come back with those things I can put on the table. Amen. When we go to fix the groceries, praise God, we got what we need. Amen. Because I got, you know, that's like truth, praise God. God gives us truth, and when we take it, amen, we take it under ourselves, amen, that we might not sin against God, amen. We have what we need to be satisfied. And God told Ephraim, he said, which is Israel, he said, or Samaria, he said, listen, those 10 tribes, he said, listen, said, what you need, what you got to understand, what you need the most is truth. He said, the truth will satisfy you. Praise God. Never disallow truth. Amen. Never disallow truth. Word, I don't care what. Hey, listen, young people, I don't care what the world tells you. Praise God. You always believe God. Amen. Always believe God. Because anything else, it might give you a false peace. See, they said it was a peace, but it was a false peace. The Spirit said, yes, it will protect you. Yeah, boy. We got you covered. They did. Till about 722 B.C. and they took them in captivity. Amen. That's what the devil will do. Praise God. But when you got on the whole armor of God and you realize, praise God, that the future is right now. The future is where we're living. He said, you stand with your loins girded about with truth. He said, you take that truth, praise God. You reach out and get it and you hang on to it, praise God, and you cherish the truth. Amen. He said, and truth, and in having on the breastplate of righteousness. Glory be to God, when you get a crowd, you get there and you get that, and you get that breastplate. See, that protects your heart. Amen. He's that protects that tender place. Keeps you from being wounded in the heart. He said, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Amen. The Bible said, we ought to be peacemakers. Or to be peacekeepers. Amen. Or to desire peace. Where does peace come from? Peace comes from the Lord. Amen. Jesus said, my peace I leave with you. It's a gift. Praise God. And we ought to be, if we're going to go anywhere, praise God, we ought to go with a voice of peace. He said, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Amen. Did you hear what he said? He said, take the shield of faith. He said, when the devil starts shooting those darts at you, praise God, he said, you have a shield. He said, you can deflect those fiery darts. Amen. Praise God. You can knock them down so that they don't penetrate your soul. Amen. And he says, and take the helmet of salvation. Amen. That protects the head. Amen. We need that head. We need our head covered with salvation. Amen. That mind that we can think clear. See, what got Ephraim into trouble in Isaiah 28, praise God, is when they took their minds off of God and they got caught up in the things of the world and the Assyrian, the type of the devil in the world, praise God, began to dictate them what was right. Yeah. It says over there in about verse 11, verse 12, praise God, he said they got the drinking on the wine and the strong drink, praise God, and it altered their mind. They forgot where they were, forgot who they were. Amen. And God said, they listen to precept upon precept, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little, amen. Praise God, get your stuff, get your goods from the good store. Yeah. Amen. But said they got caught up, even their priest, amen, got caught up, amen. I'm afraid there's so many people getting snookered into the things of this world, caught up into sorcery. Amen, sorcery. He talks about that over there in Revelation chapter 21. talking about those people that won't be in heaven. Talks about those whoremongers and those murderers and those sorcerers. Now that word sorcery comes from our root word where we get pharmaceutical. Huh? He said the pharmaceutical world is taking our minds off God. Amen. The world is through the wine and the drugs and the things like that's taking our mind off of God. We can't think right. He said, those people, amen, they'll never make it to heaven because their mind ain't right. They're altered. But he said, if you put on the helmet of salvation, praise God, it'll keep your mind right. He said, you build on truth, that foundation. That's what he was talking about. He says over in Ezekiel, praise God, he said they needed a foundation. They was disarmed. Isaiah said that they needed to. 28 said they needed the foundation. That said that foundation was the Lord. In Isaiah chapter 28 verse 16, he said, therefore thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. He said, praise God, if you believe in that foundation stone, that chief cornerstone, praise God, you won't run off to other things. You'll be grounded. Brother Dave said no matter where he ended up, praise God, he's still on that foundation stone. Amen. Why? Because we're living in the future, and the future's right now. And we're grounded, we're rooted on that stone, praise God, that will not be moved. Praise the Lord. Amen. But Ephraim got the mind that they, praise God, they thought they was going to be okay because they had the help from the Assyrians. And they got to a point, they said they was living peaceable. Ezekiel chapter 38. And they said they were living in outside in unwalled cities. They thought they were safe. That's how the devil allowed you to think you're safe. Outside of God and godliness. But he said they was living in a land of unwalled villages in Ezekiel 38 and 11. He said, I will go to them that are at rest. And that dwell safely, or so they think. All of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates. To take a spoil. To take a prey. To turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited. And upon the people that are gathered out of the nations which have gotten cattle and goods and dwell in the midst of the land. Amen. He said they thought they was dwelling safely. There was a peace accord. But there was no peace. There's no peace outside of Christ Jesus. We're searching for it. But we're living for the future, and the future is now, praise God. And we need the peace of God because that's the only peace there is. Amen. He said there's going to be wars and rumors of wars, famines and earthquakes in diverse places. And we need peace from God. Only place we'll find it for the future, which is now, praise God, is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Bless His holy name. I'm glad for that, ain't you? That it's only in the Lord. That's the only place that we can find peace. But he goes on in Ephesians chapter 6, 17. He said, I'll take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Amen? You take that whole armor on. And he said, then you pray and always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit and watching thereunto and with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Amen? He said, you reach out and you take it unto yourself because you realize that the future is right now. And the future right now is what we make it. And what we make it in the Lord, the peace that we have, praise God, is because of peace that we have with Him. Amen? Let me tell you why so many people today aren't satisfied in the church, aren't satisfied in the Lord. Because we have no peace in Christ Jesus. Amen? We don't have that assurance, that peace and that hope in Him. That He is all we need. When we put our faith, our confidence, our hope, and amen, in Him, we get it all. He that gets the Son gets it all. He that hath the Son has it all, praise God. And when we put our faith in Him, praise God, our future is sure. Our future is now, and our future is in Christ Jesus, our Savior. And when we get Him, put on that whole armor, praise God, that tactical gear, amen. And it's because of Him. It's not what we do, but it's what He's done. And we put our faith in Him, praise God. We are winners. Amen. You can go ahead, just throw up your hand, shout the victory. Because you're a winner. in the Lord Jesus Christ. Of what we are right now. Our future is right now. And what we make of it is right now. What we do with it is right now. Not tomorrow, not the next day, but what we do right now. Say, Lord Jesus, here I am, giving You praise, honor, and glory. Lifting up Your precious name for all that You do for me. Never thank Him enough. You say, well, preacher, I just really... walk over and go through the hospital. Take a morning. Go over our walk-through mission, St. Joe's Hospital. Go up and down and look in those rooms at them people that's laid in there. Buddy, you ought to come out of there with a shout saying, glory to God in the highest. Amen. Praise God, what He's done for you, where He's brought you from, where He's taking you to. Just wonder how many of them laying in there that don't even know who they are. Amen. May go out of here and turn lost without God with another opportunity. But praise God, your future is right now. You know who you are, know where God brought you from, know where He's taking you to, and you can shout the glory. Amen. Why don't we just do it now, amen? Just give God praise. Because, amen, He's doing wonderful and marvelous things for us. He's helping us. He's growing us. He's getting us ready for a place that ain't so far away. Amen. It's just right over yonder.